Okay, continue the Rambam. The freelance going through the Rambam. So apparently last week was Chazara, which is an important Chazara. It's also because my mind is losing. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yishus Perek Tes Vav, the Rambam zokt that he says that you're not to put Emi Yisera in the house. V'hedi bura ima benachas. You have to speak to her softly. Right, and then the Rambam concludes, "V'lo ya'etsa v'lo ragzin." You shouldn't be sad, or you shouldn't be like ragzin is like this emotional bad case. I don't know whatever the English the translation is over there. So let's go through what that means. So what's the source of the Gemara? It quotes the Gemara in Bav Metzia and Daf Nun Tes Amar Aleph. The Olam Yadam Zahir Ba'Onos. Each though person should always be careful not to torture Onos, not to can they have a good taste for Onos Dvarim? What oppress? That's it. His wife. Laymor, she onoy in a raka yedei dibur. Onoy could be a number of ways. Not only through your speech, she soichnam pogeya b'isha, which are very effective to the woman, elagama yedei ofen hadibur, but it's not the words, but rather it's the tone. It's the nature in which you speak. That's critical. So here, what the Rambam says, speak to benachas, the way you speak. Why are you doing that? Versus, why are you doing that? Even that's not so good. Yeah. But that wasn't so good. But just softly. Speak benachas. If you speak benachas, not like accusatory, but just in a pleasant way. Like, you ever hear of Tversky talk, from what? There's a certain surah in which he speaks that's like so. I think Rabbi Moshe Weinberger in a sing song. It's more macabre on a person when they speak in a nachas dika way, in a sweet, soft way. The tone. Okay? Yesh, so it says, Hatsura shebo habal omer lo es hadvarim, the nature in which you say these things. Yesh ve'osam hadvarim ha'ne'morim benachas, that which you say softly u'benim is sweetly, ainam pogam. They're not going to affect and torture the wife. V'chein, kol ofen shel esnago, so too every way you act. Shepogei b'isha, who beged their own hadvarim. So if you torture your wife, that's also another story. So for example, like I went to pay a shiva, I'm saying the opposite, but I went to pay a shiva call once to somebody, and they were describing to me their relation. It was a wife setting shiva for a husband. It was a second marriage, and she was pointing out about her husband what was so nice about him, that every time they got up to wash and they would sit down at the table, he would always get to her chair, pull the chair out for her, and pull the chair back for her. Little subtle thing, right? In other words, there was a certain softness and sweetness in the house that gesture symbolized, their shalom bayis. Just she felt very comfortable. The worst scenario in the world is when, you don't feel safe in your own home. Mm-hmm. And whether either spouse, a man or a woman, if you're getting yelled at all the time by the other one, you don't feel safe. So the responsibility of the husband here that I'm speaking to, which would be the same for the wife, is to speak softly and sweetly so that the other person feels safe. The Rambam then continues. And this is a Maridik Chiddush, which makes so much sense. And this is what we're going to speak about the rest of the night. V'lo ye'etzav, you shouldn't be sad. V'lo ye'ragzin. What's a good tight for ragzin? You shouldn't be like a beregiz ragin tizkor. You shouldn't be an emotional, high energy person. I can't think of a good word for it.
It's an irritable guy.
Irritable, right? That's very good. Harsh. Sarach lahavizma. You have to say it. Hakarei kvarama lefanav lefnei kain shediburu yebenach. You already said you have to speak softly. So what does it mean? You shouldn't be sad. You shouldn't be irritable. Okay, kvar hosim v'nakal dibur berogaz. We already spoke about it. You shouldn't speak irritably. So what is the Rambam adding? We're going to learn like lamdonim, which is going to get us a hashkafic emotional point. The Rambam, we know there's no extra words. The Rambam writes, one should always speak benachas, and you shouldn't be eitzav, you shouldn't be ragz. No, by virtue of the fact that he said you should speak benachas, memelu, we already know you shouldn't speak in an irritable way. So what is he adding? The Ram, the dayik bedvar, let's be bedayik, says like this: loyam aroy geis. It doesn't say you shouldn't be speak irritably, but el ragzon. You shouldn't be an irritable person, like a loymed versus a lamdin. Kolaymar. She'ena roge is al ishto. Not only should you not be angry at your wife or irritable to your wife, ela kayes al anoshim acherim bifnei ishto. You shouldn't get angry at other people in front of your wife. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, men have a tendency to do this. They're driving, and somebody cuts them off, and that's it. You know, that gives them the right to be irritated. I have the right. You understand? It's not shot that I'm doing something right or wrong. I have the full right to be irritated. The fact that you cut me off gives me the right to yell at the other person. The Rambam is telling you, no, you can't be that midah of being a ragzin, of an irritable person in front of your rebbetzin is a terrible midah. Ruach haragzonis, this spirit of irritability, asher nigrom b'hisnagusa, which appears in the behavior, mitza'ares es ishto. That is going to upset your rebbetzin. That's not bringing a good vibe into the house. V'zeh hepach min haruach ha'toyva v'yishar. That's the opposite of a good, positive spirit. Shetzrich elishros tamid v'bayis, which you need to bring into your house. There's the Rambam's chiddush, is a maridik chiddush. He's not talking about your relation, your behavior towards your wife. He said your behavior in general has to be a behavior in which you are always positive. Because if you act like an irritable person, nobody wants to be around you. You know those people, right? The only way to stress this point is, you ever been around people who are irritable? Like, everybody has one friend like that. We tolerate that one friend because you need to have one guy who's like, I had a friend, I remember, and like, he was the guy who was always like, you know, like it was fun, like, you know, you needed that one guy. But then he got married, he got happy. I'm like, you know, we stopped being friends. but really, in general, like, you know, that's later in life. But nobody wants to be around that guy who's irritable, right? Because he's irritable.
What if you think she's the irritable one? And she's
no, you can't control. The whole avodah in Shalom Bayis is to work on yourself.
Right.
So, what if she's irritable? The only thing I could do is be positive. I shouldn't tell her not to be irritable. What I could do, because, again, in all of Shalom Bayis, her behavior reflects ours. Mayim, Penei, we forget the exact expression. But her behaviors reflect ours. So the reason why she's acting irritable l'chayra is because I'm acting irritable. So what I have to do is work on myself and try to make myself into a more positive person. L'chayra, that will reflect it. Right? V'chein ha'perish shel v'lo ye'etzef. When it says you shouldn't be sad, ain't a kavana shelo yis'atev al ishto v'nyonei abayis. It's not saying that you shouldn't be sad to your wife or to the topics in the house. That's not what it's saying. This is what intends to say. How do you walk into the house? How do you walk into a house? Do you walk into the house? What a day. Nobody wants you to come home. Or, what a day. I walk in the same way into my house every day. Say the same thing. Great news, everybody. I'm home. It's not a great news, everybody. I'm home. My kids roll their eyes. You understand? But it's my way of like, that's it. Let's go. Great news, everybody. I'm home. And always, my kids will always roll their eyes. Right? But
every day.
Whatever. You know, I've been married for 22 years. You got a lot of eye rollers. People ignore me. But Lamaise is like I hope a positive vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's what you're trying to create. You're trying to create what?
Good.
Yeah. Then I have a big Shiloh. I still don't know the answer. You know, I have my stuff. Do I go into my study first and dump my stuff, or do I walk right into the kitchen where everybody's hanging out? I haven't figured out the right answer yet. But Lamaise, you walk in with a positivity. If you're not positive when you're home because you're depressed, stay in the car. Figure it out and then walk in. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Gershon Kramer told me this word 20 years ago, Rabbi Kramer. He says, if you live very close to where you work, so like the guys who live in Manhattan, they read the paper in the car, in the train. So by the time they come home, they unwind. But if you live very close, you don't have time to unwind. So he says, before you walk into the house, sit in the car for 5 minutes and read the paper. Then when you come home, you're all in. No such thing as going home and then looking to relax. You're all in, positive, with the kids, the whole ganze geschäft. Today you change that, you get rid of the newspaper, and I guess it would be read something, you know, whatever, it's chvesnisht, right? But back in the day, there used to be these print things, they were called newspapers, I don't know if you remember them, right? So the idea is, You walk in the house, you have to be positive. Shiloyu abayis v'panim atzuvas al inyanim shemichutz labayis. Like, I can't believe this guy in work today, what he did. I mean, I had three things today in work that were awful. Awful. One of them was actually hilarious. One of them was catastrophic for a kid. And I felt terrible for the kid. But you can't, you know, you do talk about it, but you can't walk into the house like that. Kigon she'enu seve rotzen meha chavrusa shiloyu. I can't believe my chavrusa didn't chap the Rambam. Oh, mekamus limudim b'yomzeh, or like I only learned four daf today. I want to learn five. Oh, mepnei shem unduhu hirgizu ba'asakov, or his business didn't do so well. Kipanav ha'atzuos, sad face, mitzeres ha'seishto. That is going to upset your rebbetzin. If you walk into the house all sad about what happened in work, you're going to bring your house down. This is not only true for shalom bayis. This is also true for chinuch. When it comes to chinuch habonim and habonos, you have to walk in, you have to be positive. You know the old story, I must have said this story 1,000 times, right? Rav Moshe writes about people in America. There are two kinds of people. One, every Shabbos starts off, you know, every Friday they got laid off from work because he refused to come in on Shabbos. He would sit at the table, one Jew would sit at the table, he would say, Shveretz Zayin Yid. What was it to be a Jew? Another one took all his pink slips that he lost work. He decorated his sukkah with it. Who do you think his kids came out from? Right? The one who had the pink slips all over the sukkah because he was so fired up. Right? He's always fired up. In chinuch, positivity is the key. Shveretz Zayin Yid. I don't want any part of Shveretz Zayin Yid. Then you have a negative association with frumkeit. People don't want to be around people who have negative associations. Why do you think people like Sam so much? Mm-hmm. People like Sam because he's a happy guy. So he writes here that if you walk in sad, what's the first reaction? The wife is going to think it's her fault. He's going to think he's not so happy to walk into the house. And he's not going to be feeling happy to walk into a house. And on the other hand, he walks in sad. The wife represents the home. She's spending the whole day, right? You know, women, they spend a lot of time preparing the house, making sure it looks orderly, systematically, making sure it's ready for the husband, for the family. He wants her to feel good and sweet. And here's the key line. Savor panim yafis. You have to greet people with a warm, who are hepech shalo yetzav. That's the exact opposite. Don't walk in sad. So the Rambam writes, in the Rambam, where else is he going to write it? V'loye etzav, don't be sad, v'loye ragzin. And now Rabbi Chaim Friedland is saying the exact opposite, that you have to take it to the next level. The ideal is to greet your Rebbetzin and your family, b'sever ponim yafis, with a beautiful face. Who a hepach, that's the opposite, shalo yetzav, not being sad. That's the maila, that's the quality which we have to acquire for ourselves of greeting people, b'sever panim yafis. It's well known, not well known, because I don't even know who the Rebbe is, but I remember Rabbi Gershenfeld, I think it was Rabbi Gershenfeld, telling us the maisa, that there was this individual, a certain gadol, he was sitting in front of a mirror going like this. I told you this maisa?
That's funny.
Right? And his Talmud walked in, and you see a Rebbe in front of the mirror, you know, like this. So the Talmud says to the Rebbe, what are you doing? He says, State and Mishnah, you have to greet everybody with Savior Panam Yafis. You have to greet people with your best face. I want to figure out what my best face is. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a nice thing. It's a game changer. It's transformative. It changes your home. It changes your relationship. It changes your chinuch. It changes everything. So let's speak for a minute. We'll begin the sugya of Sefer Panim Yafis because it's a 2-week sugya. It's a 2-week sugya. So this is a fascinating idea. Just a simple little ha'arif. Shammai Omer. Who's Shammai? Shammai's the guy. Right? Shammai's the guy who the ger comes and says, get the heck out of here. You know, he kicks him out with the surveyor stick. Shammai's the tough guy. Shammai's the guy who's the Av Beis Din. He's the one who says, Mekabel kol adam b'sefer panim yafis. He's the one who says, you have to greet everybody b'sefer panim yafis. Right? No, it's not a machlekes, Shammai Hillel. It's just, it's quoted in Pirkei Avos in the name of Shammai. Hillel, we always look at as like the warm, fuzzy guy, right? The guy shows up, says, "I want to convert. I want to teach me call a Torah kula regalach." So says, "Sure, no problem." And he tells him, Shammai's like kicks him out with a surveyor stick. So always you Hillel's like, I mean, Rav Gershenfeld says, "I was like, you know, Havdil, the Reform Rabbi, you know, oh, it's an open tent, everybody come." But who's the one who says greet people b'sever panim yafis? Shammai. Zot Rabbeinu Yonah, sheyar lehem panos shel simcha. You always have to have a face of joy. So that people feel comfortable around you. Listen to this diakar of Dessler. Omer Marenu HaRabenu HaGa'in HaTzadik. Rav Freelander was a Talmud of Rav Dessler in Panovich. Rav Eliezer Dessler, Shlit. Hainu Mitzapim Shemaimer Ze Yomer Mepi Hillel. We were hoping that this Maimer Chazal of greeting everybody, B'Sever Panam Yafa, should have been said by Hillel. Shamra have hold of Shalom Rav Yehuda Shalom. He's the one who says, "Yeah, love peace, run after peace." Velo mi pi Shammai, not Shammai. Asher bidat, so we meet this. We know Shammai is this tough guy. He's a midas hadin, and yet Shammai is the guy saying, "Greet everybody, but save your pardon yofas." What's pshat? So what do we see from here? Listen to this line. This line is the most important line of the night. Loim de mikam, shedafka midas hadin mechayeves to save your pardon yofas. The Midas Hadin is what obligates us. It's not an extra zach. It is the Midah of Din. Din requires us to greet people with a smile. Zem mashini chayel latzeis l'kol echad. You walk in a hall in DRS, and I always say, just go around, shake people's hand, give them a high five, and greet them with a smile. You're changing lives. Says Shammai, that's what you have to. That's halachic. It's not like a good zach. That's just halachic. Calls it magialo. Al yedei sever ponim chamuros v'atzuvos ani ola letzar b'nei odom. If I greet people with a mean face, I am causing people pain. I am causing people pain. When you look at people with those eyes, those daggers, and you've gotten those daggers from time to time by doing something wrong, from wherever they are, a boss, a parent, a sibling, that's awful. Look at footnote 11 here. Nemer b'sefer Yireim, who k'shem sheyesh onah b'dvarim. Just like there is onah when it comes to words, so too yesh onah b'ayin ra. So too there's onah when it comes to an evil eye. Shemar upon him, when you show people that face, that disgusted face, shemaser leif, because that penetrates the heart. There is nothing worse than getting greeted by somebody in an awful way. Right? I tell, it's a basics. We have chabura guys in the yeshiva. So I used to give a meeting in the beginning of the year. I tell the chabura guys, don't be so religious on somebody else's cheshbon. What do I mean by that? I said, your job is to be there at 9 o'clock. Don't open a sefer. I, as Bittel's mom, the kids aren't there yet? No. When the kids come to you, you want to have your face up, you want to have your greeting them, b'sefer panim yafis, they're going to want to learn more with you. But if you're sitting there with a chumash, shnayim mikra, they're going to say, no, I don't want to disturb you. Right, you understand? So you greet people, but save your part of the office. The greatest rebbes in the world. Today, it's such a tragedy. I see this, you know, you have 3 minutes between periods. So then, very often, everybody's trying to check their email and check whatever it is that they got to check between us. But those 3 minutes, when the kids are walking into the classroom, walking out of the classroom, save your part of the office, you're transforming kids. But very often, we get stuck in the middle, right? Also in our lives. You know, when somebody walks in, you're in the middle of something, stop, pause. Give him a saver part of my office. It's always creepy. One last thing. We'll do one more paragraph. Nemar b'Orchas Chaim. The Orchas Chaim in the Rosh says, Al yeh panecha zo'emes neged oivrim v'shavim. Don't have like this sad face to people who violate the veras and do tshuva. V'kabel osam b'panim me'irim. Balei tshuva, greet them with a big smile. With a light, illuminated face would probably be the English translation. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm guessing ponim irim is an illuminated face, yeah?
Shining face.
Loi rak is ela haboyim lebesi. Not just the people who come to your home, ani tzarech lechabel b'sefer panim yafis, ela gam belechti b'chov. You're walking in the street, you want to make a kiddush Hashem, you greet them with a smile. Ani tzarech lasim leiv. Your face has to be on fire. So not to torture the people who have done averas and returned. One more. I can't. It's because this one's a connection. So it's chal v'chomer. If in the street it's a problem, of course in your house, don't make such sad faces. Kedivrei Rambam, el aros richem l'shtal, you have to work hard. L'harois tamid sever panim yafas amir. So we always have to have a shiny face. Bifrat, listen to this. This might be no gay to somebody in this room. It's specifically when? In the Shana HaRishona. When you have a special chiv of v'simach esishto. L'amadu el b'mechtavu shel Maran haChazanish. We said before in the letters of the Chazanish, shetava ish l'zanig al chenav ba'enav. But the nature of woman is to take pleasure in the eyes of her husband. V'lo einen esuos. And when she's married, she's always looking at him. She wants to see that he's looking at her in a beautiful way. So she's looking for it, she's yearning for it. So if she's looking for it and yearning for it, and it's halacha, your wife beautifully, which means always greet b'sever panim yafis with a healthy smile. You do that, people are more at ease. People are more at ease, it's better for shalom bayis. You do this for your children. Your children always want to be around you. They want to be like you. It's the greatest thing you could ever give your children. Of being joyful in their presence. B'sever panim yafis. Zagazut and shtark.